late. He had a meeting to go to. And I was looking up some things, and I went on the website, and I asked the website this question. I said, "Website, how many times is the word devil used in the Bible?" You would think that's a stupid question, but it really wasn't. Considering the answer I got. Once I got through looking up the different scriptures, I find out that it wasn't used very much at all. The word Satan was used. What did Jesus say? Did he say, "Get thee behind me, devil"? Or did he say, "Get thee behind me, Satan"? Because there's a difference. There is a difference. And I've been listening to these programs, and you get tired of folks making excuses for being an excuse. Instead of just accepting responsibility for who we are and the things we have created into our lives. That's what God is looking for. That's why I say, "They that worship me in spirit and in truth, they shall be called the sons of God." It makes a difference. So if you're in the first chapter of Galatians, I want to read you something. The sixth verse. "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." Well, when it talks about another gospel, it's talking about a different idea or a different principle. I think we kind of talked about that a little bit. I think it was, who preached last week? Was it you? Or Clay? Nevertheless, concerning, how can you be removed or taken away from something that you know is true? I know God is a miracle worker because he worked a miracle on me. I know God is a healer because he has healed me. I can really tell you I know he's a deliverer because he delivered
me. Come on now.
So if I know all these things to be true, the man of God wants to know, how is it that you're so easily removed into another man's idea other than the truth that has set you free? "Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ, or will change or transform the gospel of Christ." That's why we have so many different ministries instead of just one ministry, which is Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. We have so many other ministries, different preaching and teaching, things that aren't actually in this Bible, but they're just an idea.
Amen.
Amen. It's a sign on 8 Mile that I saw. It says, it took me a minute to really grasp what they were saying, because I see this sign quite often. And the sign says, "Jesus is God." And for a minute, I couldn't wrap my mind around that. And then I passed it the other day, and it tickled me, because now I realize what they're saying. They're saying that Jesus is God. There's no Father. Or they would have said Jesus is Lord. But they said Jesus is God. That does what? That produces another man's idea. Or a different principle. that doesn't align itself with the Word of God. But you know, the Bible also tells us men and women would rather believe a lie than the truth. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be what? A curse. That don't mean that we're angel or a spirit or what. If we teach something other than you that's not other than this Bible, then we'll be accursed. As we said before, so say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you other than that ye have received, let him be what?
Accursed.
Could that possibly be the reason that the Word of God says hell is enlarging itself? Somebody gonna get that in a minute. Everybody that's a drunk ain't going to hell. Everybody that was a drug addict ain't going to hell. Well, there's going to be a whole lot of folks that's sitting up in here in the church. That's going to meet the wrong maker. So we spend so much time. Go to Galatians, the 5th chapter. I love the Word of God because the Word of God has the ability to explain itself. You don't need an interpreter. Let me understand what I'm saying. You don't need revelation knowledge. And at one time, that was the big thing here, you know. Everybody had a different revelation. What God gave me is more important than what he gave you.
Come on now.
So what I'll do with what I got, I'll dispense with what you have so that I can take with what I got. Mm-hmm. And it ain't got nothing to do with the Word of God. It's a principle and idea that I come up with myself. The Word of God is self-explanatory. Start at 5 and 16. See, what preachers fail to realize is that you have to preach to yourself first.
Come on now. Right. Come on now.
Before you can preach to anybody else.
Amen. Amen.
Because if you don't have an experience, you can't expect anybody else to have an experience.
Yeah.
Why would I stand up here and beat your lights out when mine need to be beat out?
Right.
I knew Sean was going to like that one.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't say, say it again.
Yeah.
16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the what? The lust, the desires of what? The old man. For the old man lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would do. That's why Paul said in the book of Romans, there's things I would like to do. I'm paraphrasing, but there's a hindrance that keeps me from doing what I need to do. Those things that I know to do right, I do them not, and those things that I know I shouldn't do, I do. Because he's trying to let us know that you ain't in that house by yourself.
Amen, amen.
You have company in that house.
Amen. Amen.
And there's a reason the flesh is war against the Spirit and the Spirit is war against the flesh. There's a reason for it. It's because the only thing that ever said it hated God was the flesh.
Come on now.
Y'all don't hear me this morning.
Come on now.
The Bible says, for what has enmity? For the flesh has enmity or the carnal mind against God. Enmity in the Greek translated, if you want to get a little deeper, you can look in the Latin, means hatred.
Yeah.
You know who ain't never said they hated God? ain't never said he hated God. He spent most of his time trying to get back close to God. Look here, Lord. Job is a joke. Let's talk about Job. Let's beat up on Job a little bit. I bet Job will turn on you. What he's trying to say was, I know I did what I did, but I get you. I bet some of these wonderful people you think you created are doing the same thing.
Break it down.
Sure, Job had his problems, but guess what he didn't do? He didn't blaspheme God. Amen. Now, don't get mad at me, women. Now, you know, wives can usually get you to do anything. Why don't you just blaspheme God or go about your business? Joel said, you better go and get on out of here. I'll see you later. So here we have this person occupying us, which nobody wants to admit that he's there, because it's easier to blame Satan than us. But like I said, the word itself is self-explanatory. Now, if he had all the power he had, what happened to it when the Bible says Jesus went down where? And took the what? Keys to what? Hell? What do you do with a key? Unlock doors and lock doors.
Jesus.
So whatever power he had, Jesus took it and locked him out. And guess what he did? Open the door and let you in. He came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
He took the keys he took to use them to give you the blessings that you need.
Yeah. Glory. Glory.
But yet we still blame that fool.
Come on now.
Told a story years ago. I was living down the street here. And I was in the house by myself. Now, don't get it twisted. There are spirits. There are spirits. And they have the ability to scare the life out of you. That's if you don't know God. But little John, I'm sitting there on the couch, and I heard something rattle in the kitchen. So I'm going, must be mice. These are big ones. Pot falls off the stove. Now listen to me. I just got to the church. I'm only going by what I heard. I really don't know God. So something else fell off of the stove. Something else almost fell off. I was out the door. Because as I was running down the street, I could hear it hit the floor. That's because I did not know God. And my flesh told me, you better get out of here because something to kill you. When in actuality, if I had known God, I would have had the ability to use the keys that Jesus gave me and rebuke whatever it was. Man, I ran too. Whatever it wasn't going to catch me. I was running triathlon. But see, what we're trying to let you know through the word of God. But if ye led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now listen closely. Now the works. The word work is translated occupation. What is occupation? It's your job. It's what you do for a living. Regardless of what it is, it's your occupation. So the occupation of the flesh are manifest or apparent or shining, which are what? which are these. Now remember closely, remember, we blame the devil for all these things. We blame Satan for all these things. Now, the word adultery isn't actually in the book, in the writings. But fornication is, uncleanliness is, and when you look at the word uncleanness, it means quality. Lasciviousness is, now you know I got all the meanings for all these words, but we're going to get out of here today. Because if I get to telling you the meaning of all these words, some of y'all might get up and run up out of here. Include me. Idolatry. Now remember, this is all the stuff we're dealing with in our flesh. Not outside, but in us. Idolatry, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, I have also told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the what? So where is all this stuff? That's what Paul was talking about in the 7th chapter. He said, I found a new law operating in my members that didn't belong there. But then, guess what? God came and he said, I'm going to give you life. And I'm going to give you an everlasting mindset life. By meaning that I'm going to give you the ability to change your thoughts,
amen,
your principles,
amen,
your ideas, yes, your mindset concerning certain things going on in and around your life. I've come. See, when we think about it, we say, I've come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. We're looking at material things.
Yeah. Break it down, Pastor.
But you know what I want in my life?
Come on.
Peace.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Abundantly.
Abundant peace.
Amen. Amen.
Joy.
Yes. Abundantly.
Because if I get this peace and this joy in my life, I'm going to point at the ceiling. You can't get on my nerves. So God gave us something. He gave us a reward. But the fruit, which is the reward of the Spirit, is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is what? No law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also do what?
Walk
in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So, it's time for us to accept responsibility. You know how somebody always harassing you, you know, the first thing we say, they got the devil in them. No, they just fleshly. They just carnal minded. They led more of their own ideas and principles than they are the things of God. And you know what it may be? Might just be they might not even know God. I've come to find out, Brother Sam, most folks know of God, but they don't know God. People that know of God will tell you about him, but they don't know what they're talking about because they don't have a personal relationship with him. They only know about him.
My Lord.
So, I don't know, I might just be a little upset because I'm sick of hearing folks, I'm taking the devil, taking Satan's side. Look here, bro. I'm sorry. I hate you for everything. I almost feel sorry for you. They know they had that $150 gas bill they were supposed to pay last month. They didn't pay it. City come out, turn the gas off. Dirty devil. You'd be amazed. I done had people call me up, Pastor, pray. That very day when I come and took my car out of my driveway. How about the fact you didn't pay the bill and it got repossessed? Responsibility. That's what it's teaching us here.
Yes, yes,
it's responsibility.
Yes,
recognize the problem that's in your human nature, your frailties, your physical or moral passions, yes, and deal with them,
yes,
according to the word of God.
Yes. Amen. 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 Amen.
And stop passing the book.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. It's a lot of stuff going on in the earth, in the world. And a lot of things that are going on were created by man.
Amen. Amen.
You know why they were created by man? Because they were created for man. We everywhere. We're on the moon. Getting ready to send people to Mars. I don't even want to get on an airplane, let alone go to Mars. Doing things to the atmosphere. And we call it the nature of God.
Right.
We no longer going to blame Satan for it. Now we're going to blame it at God. It's God's fault.
Yeah. Amen.
If you stop sending stuff up there,
amen,
maybe stuff will stop coming down on us.
Come on now. Amen.
I'm done. Everybody stand. I figure I'm in enough trouble already. Oh my goodness, thank you, Jesus. One day I had a 3-game score and it was 6-6-6. And everybody was just going crazy. Man, I shot the devil's number. So I asked him, I said, let me ask you a question. Are you the devil? No, I ain't no devil. Well, you that number. It's the number of man. So if you say that's the devil's number, then that makes you a devil. Now if you look up and see that number, he'd look over at me. He's not sure if he should say anything or not. No, you better not say nothing. We blame our mothers, we blame our fathers, we blame our sisters, we blame our brothers. We blame our cousins for our own inabilities and inadequacies. Instead of deciding that if I do something with me, I have the right to change my life. Nobody else has the right to control my life. And that old man can't control my life. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That ain't talking about the folks out there. That's talking about you. You in the world. But there's something greater in you than that. And his name is called Jesus. The living God. King of kings. The Lord of lords. That's who's in us. Amen. but you. But I just, Heidi, I have to remind myself all the time. It's like an experience I've got to go through every day. Remember, dude. Because you're not acting like a man of God. Remember, dude. You have authority and dominion over whatever it is you're dealing with. That don't mean that it's going to go away, but it means that you have the right to control it to the point where it don't stop you from worshiping and celebrating your God.
Amen.
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 I ain't ashamed to tell you, first lady had to pray before I got down here. It felt like my whole knee was about to just explode. But you know what? But I did understand on the bread that I had to do what I had to do. It didn't matter. I could even sit up there and sulk. Or I get down here and do the will of God. And the will of God is what? Love, joy, peace, goodness, mercy, long suffering. The will of God. Allowing the character and the nature of our God to manifest itself in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
We shall take somebody by the hand tonight. Look here. The word of God says, for the children of God will inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I know when you hear that, you're thinking about inheriting heaven. But my Bible tells me I'm going to inherit the kingdom of God. This is my kingdom. This is my kingdom right here. The Bible didn't say that, see, the Bible didn't say that God was coming back to get us and take us to heaven. It said he was just coming back to meet us in the air. Well, we're going to be quiet now. My Bible tells me that we're going to rule this earth. We're going to reign on this earth. You can't reign here if you in a mansion up in heaven. You can have mine. Because I'm going to do what God says. I'm going to reign right here. I want to enjoy what God has given me here. I done went through all kind of H-E-L-L down here. Don't you think I ought to be blessed down here? I done had to put up with pookie and poo-poo and... I want what God has for me here. Right now. That's why he says, call those things they. You better start calling some stuff. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this morning, this afternoon right now, that you would anoint our mindset, Father, that we can see you as you are, not the way we want you to be. So, Father, we can rule in the earth, even now, by having authority and dominion over who we are, not worrying about what others are. Father, let the power of the living God use us for your glory. Where there's hatred, let there be love. Where there's strife and envy, Lord God, let there be peace. Where there's sadness, let there be joy. But, Father, let us represent that in this earth. Lord God, it's up to us to do the will and desire of God. It's not your responsibility. You gave us the word, you filled us with your spirit, and now it's time for us to run this race. Not run away from it, but run into it. So Father, I thank you for touching every life here this morning, for blessing every life, for encouraging every life, for healing everybody, Lord God, for touching every mind, Lord God, for setting every soul free.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. Because there is no one like you. No one. And we know we've got to have faith in order to please you. And that faith tells us that it don't matter what we're dealing with or going through, we still offer you up a sacrifice of praise. Because sometimes, Lord, it is a sacrifice. But you have your way here this morning. You bless us, Father. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God gave me that word. I said to myself, you know, you're about to beat yourself up. I said, yep. But I ain't going down by myself. Now, if you think that none of that touch you, get the CD. Brother Andy can make them. And listen to it again and see if just one of them things touched your life. I like this. Currently evolving and originality. I guess we CEOs too, bro. Well, I tell you the truth. I'm currently at this time evolving. Trying to get through this mess. My wife say, Pastor, don't you go to the doctor tomorrow and beat him up.